Resurrection of Life. The hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil, to the resurrection of judgment. RSP. The only light that can lighten the gloom of the grave was shining upon Israel. But self-will is blind. Jesus had violated the traditions of the rabbis, and they would not believe. The time, the place, the intensity of feeling that pervaded the assembly combined to make the words of Jesus before the Sanhedrin the more impressive. The highest religious authorities of the nation were seeking the life of him who declared himself the restorer of Israel. The Lord of the Sabbath was arraigned to answer the charge of breaking the Sabbath. His judges looked on him with astonishment and rage, but his words were unanswerable. He denied the right of priests and rabbis to interfere with his work. He refused to plead guilty to their charges or be catechized by them. Instead of apologizing, Jesus rebuked the rulers for their ignorance of the scriptures. He declared that they had rejected the word of God, inasmuch as they had rejected him whom God had sent. Ye search the scriptures, because ye think that in them ye have eternal life, and these are they which bear witness of me. RV. The Old Testament scriptures are irradiated with the glory of the Son of God. The entire divine system of Judaism was a compacted prophecy of the gospel. Through the patriarchal line and the legal economy, heaven's glorious light made plain the footsteps of the Redeemer. In every sacrifice, Christ's death was shown. In every cloud of incense, his righteousness ascended. In the awful mystery of the Holy of Holies, his glory dwelt.